Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jungle, we're flipping right now. Jungle, we're riding, bringing duggers where I go, speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wickedness. And the wickedness and witches and the zombies leaning off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing duggers where I go, speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wickedness. And the wickedness and witches and the zombies leaning off your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correction, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We ain't going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, wars for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Then I see his girls, I'm throwing pistols. Horror is losing it, I'm trying to spread the message. More in his finest form, it's off the fucking brain. I get mad through rainstorms, flashing guns and chopping something. Turn up on me, doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit, we getting wicked. Raising no protection, how the fuck we be living? Yeah, it's top of the league, man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from my jaws alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we fake in. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Chains on style, we consume it on them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Regular ride a radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing no men with the legs in our picks.
Bring it, doggers, where I go, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies leaning off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bring it, doggers, where I go, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies leaning off your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio, where we always keep the fucking wickedness going. I'm your host, Havoc. And your co-host, Bill G, will be joining us when the fuck he gets here.
It'll be similar to that. Whenever he gets there, he'll be here. Now.
And we're not back yet. I can't believe because of the fact we haven't gone anywhere. We left last night. For the rest of the night. This is a whole new day and a whole new show.
But I suppose we can go on a trek. So here we go, Gang Row, banging and banging.
Yo! What were you thinking? Stepping into the realm of the deadly.
Vampire warrior, who's banging and banging. Yeah, it's the vampire.
I am immune to the step when we go. I'm a tear, I'm a sad, it's the devil to show. I'm a spear, I'm a jab, leave a hole in your throat. I'm a fear, I'm a flat, in your blood you will flow. Just in case y'all feel it and know, I'm a killer. Yeah, it's the vampire warrior.
The vampire warrior who's banging and banging.
Yeah, it's the vampire warrior.
The vampire warrior who's banging and banging.
You look a little flush, your blood spitting up. The road's getting rough, that's it, you've had enough. Your family is clamoring for food, spilling blood. For visits to your wake with the tears dripping gush. Your fridge is to the dust, your life is a failure. Your skin's getting pasty, the smell's getting paler. Erosion, decomposing, what did I tell ya? You should never have chosen to taste the impaler.
I'm a crush, I'm a strike, where the venom is slow. I'm a push, I'm a strike, till the blood overflow. I'm a push, I'm a fight, till your fear of me grow. Ain't nobody immune to this death when we go. I'm a tear, I'm a sad, it's a devilish show. I'm a spear, I'm a jab, leave a hole in your throat. I'm a tear, I'm a flat, in your blood you will flow. Just in case y'all feel it and know, I'm a killer.
Yeah, it's the vampire warrior.
The vampire warrior who's banging and banging.
Yeah, it's the vampire warrior.
The vampire warrior who's banging and banging.
Yeah, it's the vampire warrior.
The vampire warrior who's banging and banging.
Yeah, it's the vampire warrior.
The vampire warrior who's banging and banging.
And now we're back, you crazy bitch.
I love my name, yo.
I didn't realize we were kids, and I didn't realize we needed babysitting. Did you?
Do what?
Apparently, Angel was babysitting us. Well, Angel, his break to me, you're doing a horrible job.
Yes, he is.
So now he's not getting paid. Steals your rice and beans. There. Why the fuck am I going to... Why the fuck am I going?
Not me.
Well, you're the only one on, so.
Yeah, but I have my shit turned down. And there ain't, I don't know why you're echoing.
I don't know either. I think I'm going to upload the rest of the new Lotus to the soundboard. Okay.
All right.
There's my cigarette catches fire. I'm used to that bar now. It happens every time, from every now and then. Let's see. Dark Lotus. Damn it, there's 16 tracks. I don't want the... I guess I'll add the fucking intro. I guess in the meantime, we'll go to track. It's going to take me a while to get all these fucking tracks on the soundboard. I say we go with... How about some motherfucking Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Alrighty.
Well, there's so much that's been stolen.
We're back.
That beach noise.
And Kim, it was definitely coming from your end.
I don't know, because I don't know where the fuck that's coming from.
Well, the echo was definitely coming from your end.
What about the beeping noise?
The beeping noise was me muting you.
Oh, let me call you back.
Okay. I guess we'll go to another track as soon as I put my cigarette out. I say we go with Starseed, The Willow's Edge.
Sacrifice for a withered womb. feel. Nothing you needed to feel the pain.
Kim with us, and we got 732. I'm going to take a guess and say it's legit.
It is.
What's going on, Victoria?
What's up?
Ah, shit. Where the fuck you been at? And damn it, Kim, why can't you answer my question?
What?
Why can't people spell talking right? Why the fuck do people leave the A out?
I have no idea, yo.
I mean, for fuck's sake, that's what an angel would do.
Huh?
I mean, for fuck's sake, that's what an angel would do.
Oh, I don't know. But it's all good and dandy.
So, Victoria, how you been?
You see that? Now, that's it. Now she's just ignoring us.
Oh, I'm on mute. I was on mute.
Why the hell did you mute yourself, William? Wow.
I was talking the whole time. I said, I'm good. I'm as good as I'm going to get, I guess.
As you're going to get? Why are you going to get?
Did you see my car?
No.
My hood came up when I was on the parkway. As soon as I hit 80 miles an hour, my hood came up and smashed my windshield.
I mean, how many cars you've totaled?
It's not total.
Okay, fine. That's how many cars you can't drive now?
Three. The third time this son made my car was not able to run.
Well, I think you just learned a lesson. Stick to the bus.
What? Don't let my boyfriend latch my hood down.
stick to the bus.
Where is my fucking lighter?
I don't know, but I've got like three lighters on my bed. Angel, turn your goddamn fan off before I smack you.
Where's Ghetto?
I don't know where Ghetto is. Ghetto calls in late.
Really? I'm surprised I even called this early.
You gotta, hey, message Ghetto and tell him that I'm on the fucking phone and he needs to get on here because I'm not staying on all night.
Damn.
I'll just tell him Victoria wants him.
There you go. So Victoria's online and she wants your sexy body.
Giggity, giggity, go.
Exactly.
She said Ghetto, not the Puerto Rican quagmire.
Where the fuck is my lighter?
I don't know where your lighter is.
If somebody stole my lighter, I'm going to be sick.
Oh,
not
said,
that
I have the lighter.
Way as hell.
What the fuck did you just say there, Angel?
No, that looks sweet as hell.
Oh, it's sweet as hell.
Look, I'm looking at cosplay.
Cosplay?
Dark Side and... Yeah.
Where the fuck's the cosplay at?
I just shared it just now.
Then JFC.
My page.
Told Kevin not to steal my lighter and he gave it back. Do you have my lighter?
She's still looking for a fucking lighter.
Check your
pocket. Where has my lighter went? Where could it be?
No.
You son of a bitch. I knew it.
Huh?
He had my fuck sublime lighter the whole time, motherfucker.
I'm about to say, what did I do?
it's all Angel's fault, like always.
Did Ghetto answer you?
I kicked him and he did not respond.
I'm gonna message his bitch ass.
And
I'm pissed off for G.
And Kimberly's dying over there. Why is it when I told that damn fucking chick April to fucking tune in? She goes whoop whoop for the second time.
I say tune in, I mean tune in, not give me a second whoop whoop. I think just fucking whooped already. You know what? There's a track I should download and upload to the soundboard.
If you were talking to me, then I was not listening because I was mentioning Ghetto.
No, I was talking about some chick that commented on her on my post up in JFC. I told her to tune in, and she fucking posted the same fucking comment. Whoop whoop. Again.
What?
Yeah, no. Whoop. Well, I found a track I'm going to upload to the soundboard. It needs to be uploaded. And now she's going over there. Either her or...
That's me. I'm listening to Issues.
Yes, we know you have issues. It's especially the word legit.
Just when I feel cold, you take that conscious of gasoline.
Huh?
This thing like this, stuck in my mind, you better run
yeah,
this.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, motherfucker. Alright, now I can officially download the fucking album, this fucking track. I guess Angel can count himself lucky since now I'm actually uploading the rest of the fucking new Dark Lotus to the soundboard.
Oh, you're playing on Dark Lotus tonight?
Yeah, they're supposed to be, yeah. Dark Lotus is supposed to be playing tonight as we speak, but I keep on seeing pics like crazy.
Well, I don't care what the picks, I'm not there, so it doesn't matter.
I'm curious what the hell the hoodoo had to say at the seminar.
I don't know, you'll have to wait until after the gathering.
I know. And also, I posted about the, what's the 2010 seminar?
Who is that talking?
That would be Angel, our local gay Puerto Rican.
Go fuck yourself.
Sounds like he's from fucking North Carolina or Louisiana or something.
He's from Ohio. Well, even though he tries to catfish people and say that he's from Puerto Rico.
He sounds country as fuck.
That sounds country as fuck. I don't mind.
Country as fuck.
Hey, I don't mind.
I lived in North Carolina for 4 years. I'm country, sir.
In other words,
I'm a city boy. I'm a good old fashioned city slicker.
In Ohio, you're a city slicker in Ohio.
Yeah, so to speak. Yeah,
that
I'm a city boy.
That doesn't make any sense. At all. How are you a city anything in Ohio?
I just want to get the fuck out of Ohio.
Ohio, I picture fucking Graceland fucking farm and shit.
My boy lives in Marysville.
And that's the city.
Okay, in the background.
Cleveland?
That's the best you can come up with.
Cleveland's a city?
Yeah, 216. Yeah, I'm really from Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio.
Wait. Did he just really
home
ask
the sucky ass Browns, home of the people that suck LeBron's dick. So yeah.
You still sound country as fuck.
Thank you. I think that's a compliment.
And also, he just admitted to being gay.
Go fuck yourself.
There's nothing wrong with being gay. I just made a stance about Jeffree Star.
I'm not gay,
but I'm not gay.
Well, I'm gonna say you just admitted that you suck LeBron James' dick.
No, I said people in Ohio suck LeBron James' dick. Wait, when he left Miami, you're on his dick.
If you're gay, at least have a hot boyfriend.
Huh?
I said if you're gay, at least have a hot boyfriend.
I'm not gay. I'm straight.
Are you surely, legitimately sure that you are not gay?
I'm possibly be sure. Kim was my ex-girlfriend.
Well, I mean, you know, your name is Angel, which is technically a chick's name. You have kind of a girly voice.
There's a lot of angels in the Atlanta community.
Yeah, and that's never a good thing. Because I'm sure people think that they're a chick, too.
Fuck you.
And also, you seem very obsessed with trying to fuck me.
We telling me I'm fucking gay. What the fuck you want me to say?
I just told Ghetto to stop being a fucking homo.
I only think Ghetto's on Facebook.
He's not. 42 minutes ago.
Oh, him, I bet he's playing games.
I don't even have a tag number.
Are you sure you have the right number? No, old number?
I don't even have his number.
I don't either.
I am not staying on. I took two Xanax. I am not staying on this phone until 1 o'clock in the morning when he decides to get his ass on here.
Well, he usually shows up about 12:30.
Exactly the point. What the fuck is he doing? There's nothing on right now.
He'll think against you went to MIA for what, 3 days, if I remember correctly?
Well, technically two, but yeah.
He might be watching the network. TNA's not. It's over.
Yeah, I'm still going to watch TNA.
What the fuck is he doing?
I bet he was watching Comic-Con. I never know.
How the hell is he watching Comic-Con? Comic-Con's not even on TV.
YouTube.
Again, he's not even online there. Did not hear me say this.
No, he's not online. He's probably eating or something.
Now he sounds like me. But he's eating rice and beans.
No, that's just you.
Yeah.
What, yellow rice and beans is the shit.
Yes, but, not having it every single day of your life.
Yeah, let me tell you what I have chicken nuggets with mashed potatoes and pasta.
You were doing perfectly fine until you decided to add the pasta.
What, it's mac and cheese.
Still counts as pasta.
I know that.
Wait, is it mac and cheese or pasta? Because those are like...
the same thing.
No, they are not.
Yes, they are. They're both carbohydrates.
They're the same thing.
Pasta and mac and cheese are not the same thing.
They're the same thing.
It is not.
Yeah, they're carbohydrates.
Not to an Italian. Pasta and macaroni and cheese are not the same thing. I am Italian. That is...
Hey, I'm Italian too. Victoria, all macaroni and cheese is pasta with cheese sauce on it. So it's the same thing.
And it's carbohydrates.
It's fucking noodles with fucking fake-ass fucking processed shit.
Don't mind.
No, I'm making... I'm used to block of cheese. The good block cheese.
The fuck are you saying? Block cheese? What the fuck?
You know those big ones that sell at the store? Those big square ones. The big blocks.
I have no idea what the fuck he's saying.
Those big block of cheeses. Those big ones.
Velveeta.
Velveeta is fucking bullshit. Fucking nasty ass fucking shit. I'm not a fan of fucking macaroni cheese. I'm not. If I'm going to make fucking pasta, I'm going to make some fucking spaghetti or a penne and vodka or fucking pesto.
Yeah, well, you're not.
That sounds so good right about now. No freaking joke. I like a good thing of pasta. Don't get me freaking wrong.
Yep. Victoria. Not fucking mac and cheese.
Victoria, no vodka for you because look at your car now.
Listen, I don't drink. Ever. Except I've been wanting a pina colada all summer, and I still haven't had one.
Na 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 na.
What the fuck are you humming now? I swear, when he calls in, all he does is hum.
The pina colada song. Sheesh.
Ghetto. I told you Ghetto. Havoc, did you see that video I posted earlier of that girl playing Bohemian Rhapsody at fucking piano?
Oh, but you just call me Ghetto.
No, I know, and I corrected myself. I said, I can't believe I just called you Ghetto. I said, Havoc. No, but did you see that?
No.
If you enjoy Bohemian Rhapsody, you should watch that bitch play that shit. She kills it.
Oh, where the folks the link at?
It's on my page. I just shared it like an hour or two ago. She fucking kills that. She even plays the guitar solo on the piano. I was like, wow. I mean, I learned how to play. It's a hard-ass song to play. I mean, I learned how to play it on the flute in the 8th grade. But that's a hard-ass song to play on any instrument. And she fucking destroyed that thing. She did it on a fucking boardwalk on a random-ass piano that says, play me. And just by the look of this girl, you would never think she could play the piano like that. And she did.
I guess I'll have to check it out later.
Yeah, I was shocked. She did a really good job. She didn't miss a note. But I figured you might enjoy Queen. I know I do.
Yes, you're right, though. Fucking Bohemian Rhapsody is definitely difficult to play since, you know. And he, like, even learned to play because I'm back, let's see, back in high school. Choir. We actually ended up singing that for a fucking performance.
Oh, yeah, they aim towards that song because it is difficult as fuck to play.
Yeah, well, I mean, we did it. I mean, we kind of sucked at it, but we did it.
It does take a whole orchestra to play that song, too. It's, like, not even a joke.
Oh, yeah, we had no orchestra. All we had was a dude on a fucking guitar.
I mean, you play with a guitar, but it's still not going to sound like anything like the original song without an orchestra.
This is true.
Because that's how it was made. It was made with an orchestra, and I remember playing it when I was in the 8th grade, and it sounded, we did a really good job, but it was difficult as fuck.
You don't have a shower, you only play it with the saxophone. Hell, that was a bitch.
Actually, the sax, they had a good part in that, but they didn't have much. You'd be surprised how much the flutes played. And it was mainly flutes, guitars, clarinets, and drums.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
By the way, I'm curious. How old is your fucking sister?
Which one?
I don't know. Which that one you're in a fucking picture with?
Brittany or Kimberly?
Hey, my name is Kimberly, too.
great. Now she shows up.
Now she shows up. Kimberly is the younger one. She's 16. Him, the drop-dead gorgeous. They're both. What am I saying? Kimberly is the one who looks like she should be modeling in, like, Vogue magazine. And Brittany is the one who was on TV recently.
Well, what I'm talking about is Brittany. How old is she?
19.
Oh, she looks fucking good.
Of course she does. She's fucking gorgeous.
Ed Kimberly, where the fuck were you?
I had a phone call. I'm about to get
all fucking gorgeous
to me, so I'm fucking happy as fuck right now.
Oh, wait, my bad. I called you Kimberly. I should be calling you crazy bitch.
Go ahead, I don't mind.
Oh, I mean, you know, you put fucking Loca fucking puta up on as your fucking name, so crazy bitch it is.
So do you think that my sister and I look alike or no? She's my half sister.
Yeah, you and Britt actually do look alike.
There's some similarities.
Yeah, I can see it.
Me and Kimberly look more alike than Brittany do. But me and Brittany have like the same like thing, you know what I mean? If I wasn't so big boned, I would look like a spitting image of Brittany. But I would never ever be as small as her. There would be no way. I don't have that bone structure.
Yeah, I guess.
Because their mom is small. You know what I mean? My mom is not. Their mom's really, really tiny and petite. That's the difference. Same dad. It's the mom.
By the way, she looks short as all fuck.
Huh?
I said, by the way, Brittany looks short as a motherfucker.
We're all short as a motherfucker.
Yeah, well,
I mean... I'm 5 foot. She's like 5'10". I'm 5'10". I'm about to say
5'10". She definitely looks like no fucking 5'10".
No, I'm 5'1" on a good day, and she's like 4'10", 4'11" on a good day.
Yeah, because I was going to say, you know, you're definitely taller than she is.
We're all small. Kimberly's actually, she's tall compared to us. Kimberly and my brother, they got my dad's height. But me and Brittany were short.
Yeah, I can't date
That's what I mean by we have the same frame. She's just smaller.
Yeah,
and
I could never date a tall chick. I mean, I'm 5'2" and I dated a fucking chick that was fucking 6'3".
You're only 5'2".
I've been a tall chick. It really don't matter. To me, it really don't matter to me. I am not picky.
Now, what were you saying to Victoria before Adrian said to cut you off?
I don't remember. Something about me being short. Oh, I said, oh, no, I said, I didn't know you were that short. Do you have a lighter again?
Yeah, I'm 5'2".
I didn't know you were that short.
Wow. I'm 5'8".
You're my height.
Yep, I'm your height, and I'm taller than Brittany. Whereas Ghetto G, I think Ghetto G is taller than everybody else. Because Ghetto's like 6'3", 6'4".
Is he really?
Yeah.
Damn.
He doesn't even look that tall. See?
Come on, get the word out of my mouth.
Wait, what the fuck did you say, Angel?
She took the words out of my mouth. I thought it was like 5'3".
What the fuck?
I thought he would be like 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah, no, he's 6'3". Six foot four.
It's tall like a motherfucker.
Exactly. Speaking of which, Ghetto has not fucking responded yet, so I'm sure he'll be here about 12:30.
Yep, usually between 12:30 and 1 o'clock, give or take.
Yeah, I know. I'm not staying on here until 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
like
I don't mind.
Because Matt's playing his stupid fucking game anyway.
What game would that be?
I don't know. Clash of Clans.
Have you heard of it?
I mean, yeah, I think it's stupid.
I was thinking GTA.
Oh, that's Kimberly.
He is on ECA. He plays Counter-Strike.
I don't think I've even heard of Counter-Strike.
You never heard of Counter-Strike? I used to play Counter-Strike when I was a kid.
Counter-Strike. I heard it once or twice, never played.
It's tough. You have to have a lot of hand-eye coordination. It actually helps me because I'm dyslexic, too. But I'm not nearly as good as him. And I used to play when it was, like, the old computer version, like, back when computers first came around. And the new one is amazing. The graphics are crazy. But, I mean, I was getting good, and then I just stopped playing. He even stopped playing for a while. But I was getting good.
One game I miss playing is Super Mario for Super Nintendo, the original.
No, I miss Tony Hawk Pro Skater, the original one on Nintendo 64. I used to kill that fucking game.
Hell yeah.
No, I like the one on PS1.
You don't understand. I used to fucking destroy that game. The school.
Mario 64 and Super Smash Brothers. Two best games in the world.
Well, duh, that's Mario, but I'm saying Tony Hawk Pro Skater was like my number two game to play.
Yeah, I still got my N64 before Super Nintendo.
Did they work?
Yeah, they still work. I only got to rinse them off. I got a little bit muggy in the basement.
If somebody has a Nintendo 64 with Tony Hawk Pro Skater, just that game alone, I want it.
I wish I had it. What I got Pokemon Stadium. I was made one I used to play.
My baby daddy is a crackhead, and he sold all my shit. He sold my everything, actually. I don't have shit anymore. I don't have jewelry anymore. I don't have anything anymore because of him. I mean, that is like the saddest. That's the thing that broke my heart the most was my Nintendo 64 because I had that since I was a kid. And my Xbox. I love that game. I had it on my phone. My boyfriend got it so I could download it on my phone, but I've been so many phones that I haven't been able to have it. And my brother stole my SD card, so now I can't have shit on it. I don't even have Pandora.
I've got Pandora.
I think they got a bootleg version of those. I think I know what they do got bootleg versions of it. You can put it on your laptop or desktop.
They probably do. But, Angelman, is your Nintendo like... Is it still in good condition, or?
I got to rinse it up because it got muggy in the basement. Give up one of you.
Well, no, because the reason why I'm asking is because of the fact, What's his number? Ghetto?
Yeah, can you inbox it to me?
I actually don't know it offhand.
I thought you were asking my number. My fault. Yeah, you were saying.
Yeah, I don't know it off.
You don't know his number? You can't go on your phone and give it to me? He's not going to get mad at you.
I don't even think I have his number. I was on my phone.
Stop lying to me.
I'm not. But no, but Angel, like, I was telling you, man, because, you know, cause I've seen, like a few old-school Nintendos, like, up on eBay, fucking Amazon, at, you know, like, where people are fucking selling that shit for fucking, like, $1,000,
$2,000. Just gave me a fucking idea.
I was waiting for the smash. We just heard somebody's tires screech like hell. We were waiting for the smash.
Shit, we had
one
a fucking...
I got the PlayStation. You guys ever play Ratchet and Clank?
What?
Ratchet and Clank for PlayStation 2.
I don't know PlayStation.
I mean, yeah, I mean, like, I used to play fucking Ratchet and Clank. What the fuck is that?
That's the only game I ever got addicted to. Literally.
I've gotten addicted to like a few games out there, fucking mostly all wrestling.
I don't plus wrestling too. That's where one of my mains, what was it? Shut Your Mouth, Here Comes the Pain.
Yeah, man, those are definitely one of the, a couple of, like, of the best wrestling games, though.
So, how's everybody's fight going?
I keep forgetting she's there because she doesn't talk.
Yeah, right?
I really don't talk. I just listen.
I do that.
Well, if you give her cow tongue, she will definitely be listening.
It's been so long since I called in, so I've been talking.
Yeah, Kim doesn't talk a lot anyways. We don't know why, but she just doesn't.
I really don't. I don't know why either.
Maybe she's just bored and she wants to take her mind off shit.
Oh,
I think if she was bored, she'd be playing GTA.
Leave me the fuck alone, yo, shit.
She might be, well, she could be multitasking. You could be on speakerphone.
Well, she's on
speakerphone. Put me on speakerphone. That's something I can't stand.
Oh, I'm on, well, again, I've got everybody on speaker right now.
Well, never mind. Then again, you're doing a business, though. It's another
you're
story.
On speaker too. Say hi to Matt.
What's going on there, Matt?
What's good?
Fucking playing the Infamous 2, as always.
Me watching the JFC, as always.
I'm back to
yeah,
watch.
By the way, there, Angel, you're a horrible babysitter.
Me getting harassed by
no, what
were
you saying?
Apparently, Kim's getting harassed by people.
They said I'm watching Stinger in Comic-Con.
Yeah, Havoc would like to hear that.
Oh, yeah, the video's on YouTube, Sting's at Comic-Con.
I didn't even know that.
I posted that today, earlier today. He was in Comic-Con.
Do you want him to share it? It's on my Facebook. That's right. Do you want me to share it real quick so you can watch it?
Sure. I mean, I'll probably end up watching it later. Before I go pass the fuck out.
Didn't you just share the other one that I just put up?
Yeah, I shared it so that way I can remember to watch it later as well.
Wait,
lower
that. I have my headphones. You want them?
What happened?
Here. Actually, I'll use my headphones. unless you want to hear them.
What the fuck ever?
And the crazy bitch is still crazy.
Hey, leave us alone. We go crazy for specific reasons.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Quote unquote from CM Punk. I did crazy chicks.
CM Punk.
It's not coming back. It's not coming back.
CM Punk.
No, but I heard. I think he is, because you are looking at WWE, they're making a fucking new promo, supposedly.
Are you sure that he's...
That's what they're doing on Instagram.
Are you sure that he's coming back and it's not a promo just for, 2K15?
I wish I was AJ Lee.
What's going on, because you know how it is with Super Lashley. You know how rumors run in the wrestling industry. Like they said, when they say Cody Rhodes was going to lose, back in the day, the freaking Rey Mysterio, he was going to quit his job. He can't.
Yeah, and now he's a fucking freak as Stardust.
Stardust.
You know, oh my God, he's hilarious as Stardust.
He's disturbing.
The smile he does cracks me up. I can't. Every time I see him smile like that, it cracks me up.
I could just imagine Sardo with looking at Twisted. Look at this, like, huh?
I like how they do the face paint. But, but I wish I was AJ Lee so bad.
I would give
my love titty to be AJ Lee.
That'd probably be disturbing.
I'm not kidding.
You're in love with the CM Punk from the sound of it.
I fucking love CM Punk.
Yeah, don't get her started on CM Punk, please.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, well,
I'll look up to the guy now. I think I love CM Punk more than AJ Lee loves CM Punk. Like, it's so serious, I'm not even kidding. I would legit leave my boyfriend to be with CM Punk.
Let me ask y'all guys.
And he's sitting next to me right now.
Apparently she wants to ask guys a question. What's the question
CM
for guys?
CM Punk is my boo thing.
Why?
But then again, Kimberly's obsessed with John Cena, so yeah.
No, John Cena, somebody being obsessed with John Cena is just ridiculous. That's just
John Cena's my baby.
Oh my God, you're obsessed with John Cena, why?
He's so sexy.
But anyway.
Off the subject, I gotta ask a real
look what
question.
I started. Oh my God!
It's okay. My boyfriend is gay for Dolph Ziggler. Did you hear him? He's gay for Dolph Ziggler. He is. He's homo for Dolph.
I don't know if that's something you want to be admitting there, man.
He is homo
for
Dolph.
Okay, are we still on Colorado Radio, or what the hell's going on?
He said, "We're on radio. What's going on? Hobo for Dolph, and I'm in love with CM Punk, who's not there, and I just wish he'll come back. But I see him other places. You know what I mean? I saw the PMAs, and I saw him like at the hockey games. I've been seeing him.
I gotta think from Elvis guy.
But I'm jealous of AJ. But I love AJ. But I'm jealous of AJ."
Yeah, well,
I
gotta
think
about
Scott, so yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. I want Paige.
What's with
Paige
you and Paige? My boyfriend
Paige
and Paige too.
Yo,
I don't think she's that good looking.
Paige definitely got un culo. Un culo glass.
AJ's so much hotter than her. And then there's Nikki Bella.
Yeah, except Nikki's just, all implants.
No, like, so what, she got the implants, so she didn't even go up that much bigger. She went up, like, a cup and a half. She didn't go that much bigger. She just looks good. And she has a prettier face than Brie.
Hell, I mean, I got a thing for Layla.
But I like the whole thing with Brie and Stephanie right now.
Yeah, as far as Layla can't dance to save her fucking life.
No, she can't.
So what, but she got the goods, though.
It doesn't matter, she can't
and plus,
dance.
On top of that, she got that freaking accent. I got a thing for accents, so yeah.
Lana, oh my God, that's my bitch. I just want to hug her and grab her ass.
I think we all do.
No,
amen,
like, I
brother.
Think I want to do more than you. I think I want to grab her ass more than you want to grab her ass.
Well, there again, I also want to grab her fucking
And tip. I think that she, and I think she would love me.
I'd
be
money.
Like, I'll let you grab my ass if I can grab yours.
That just might work out.
It would, because I have a nice ass, too. I might be a little thick. Maybe she likes thick girls. You never know.
She might. You know.
Hey.
When she's not trying to set a wall to us.
Huh?
I said, when she's not trying to set a fucking war with the U.S.,
I don't like her fake Russian accent, but I know she's really Russian, so she's fucking hot. My first girlfriend was Russian. She was hot. That girl, Elena.
Oh, she's part Russian, I guess.
Russian.
Even though, she was born.
I read up on Lana. She is completely Russian. She's American. It's like she was born in America, but she's Russian.
That's what Doug done.
So I guess she could put on a Russian accent if she knows how to speak it fluently.
Yeah, that could probably work.
It does. Like, my best friend, Elena, the one I text all the time, she's Russian, and she could sit on, like, a Russian straight from Moscow if she wanted to, because her parents are from Moscow. So they're from there, and she was born there, and she came here. So, but she speaks perfect English. Like, she doesn't have an accent, but if he told her to talk with an accent, she could.
Olé.
But you could tell Lana's is fake.
This is very true.
So was Coffee's.
But she's too hot not to give her this spot, so.
And is it just me, or did fucking Angel say Olay? Motherfucker, that's Spain.
He did say Olay.
Man, you are not Sami Zayn.
He said Olay, and they're not even around anymore.
Yeah. It's just Diego, because Fernando got injured like a motherfucker.
I'll talk to you later. Whoop,
whoop.
Whoop, whoop. I guess Kim's leaving us. Yep, Kim just left us.
Havoc, did you see the picture? Fuck both Dallas. Did you see the picture of Bella today?
No.
Man, you'll never look at my shit on my newsfeed. Fuck you.
Oh, I mean, I looked from time to time, just, because I just got home from work like not too long ago. And of course, what did I do?
Everybody always says I blow up their newsfeed.
I do.
Why don't you default that picture?
Alright, so
You don't right, so like what, it?
Wait, so what's on your news feed?
Take it down. I love that picture. You're an ass. You'll never take pictures of me, and you'll never default it. Never, ever.
What the fuck is get away?
I don't know.
Was only 12:06.
Yeah, but you know, you think to me, you mentioned that Victoria's on, he'd be here.
I know, and I'm pissed he's not taking an answer to me. I don't have his number.
Yo, Habit, you hear what happened about Legend of Korra?
What?
What?
You heard about Legend of Korra. They're going to cancel the fucking show.
Okay, I don't really watch it.
Reception.
I don't really watch it, so it doesn't really bother me.
Well, I'll watch it. I'm big. I like Avatar.
Yeah, I think they need something better with Avatar. Like, and there again, that show's not really doing that well anyway, so. But, Victoria, is there a track you want to hear? As long as we have it up on the soundboard.
You're not going to have anything that I would want to hear on your soundboard. What are we doing tonight? What is your topic tonight? Anything? Can you hear me?
Oh, there's really no topic tonight.
There's no topic tonight?
Nope.
What's the shit that you downloaded for me specifically before?
Oh, yeah, that was something old school. You know, just because everybody keeps saying whoop, whoop up everything, I figured why not go with a little old school tag team.
Party people! Again. Check, get your record, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, rejoice. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words when you're getting busy. Whoop, that is Hitman. All about. Now it's time for us to get on the mic and make this motherfucking party hot. I'm taking it back to the old school, cause I'm an old fool who's so cool. If you wanna get down, I'ma show you the way. Woo. There it is, let me hear you say. On deck, rock the mic, uh-oh, I crazed in, rip shit, find a honey, just to dip it in, slam dunk it, stick it, flip it and ride that B-double-O-T-Y, oh my, who that bitch, come on, come on, whoop, there it is, I'm done.
Why do you hate that song, Victoria? I wonder if you realize we're back.
Hello?
Right,
I hate that song.
Why is that?
I just hate that song.
Well,
I always have,
be...
ever since it came out, like, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever it
was. I mean, you know, it's a good track to, you know, to play for somebody to annoy the fuck out of them, if you really want to annoy them.
What did you download for me? Remember you downloading music for me a while back?
I just remember what it was.
No, but it was not. It was probably rock, metal, whatever it was, System, or Bullet, or I don't remember what you downloaded. It might have been System.
I mean, I've got Five Finger Death Punch on my soundboard if you want that.
What you got on Five Finger?
A lot of their old stuff, a lot of new stuff.
Name off some shit.
Get up to it.
Huh?
Let me get up to it. They got like Lift Me Up featuring Rob Halford from Judas Priest. Way Beneath My Sin, Watch You Bleed, Battleborn, Spirit to the Grave, Burn Motherfucker, House of the Rising Sun, American Capitalist, Mama's Not Out, Pride, and I got like a shitload more stuff like on my computer.
Do you have Killswitch?
Don't think of them.
Please say the fire burns. Please say the fire burns.
Yeah, I love this fire burns, but I was thinking End of Heartache or My Curse. End of Heartache is my favorite song by them. But this fire burns, End of Heartache, This Is My Curse, My Curse, or whatever. I think it's My Curse. That's on my mind, too. It's on my friend radio. So I love Killswitch, but not...
I've got a couple things from Killswitch on my computer. Rose of Sharon, Fixation of the Darkness, and, of course, A Big Farewell. Live.
Did you download me System before? On my token.
I don't remember.
Well, wouldn't it be on your soundboard?
On the soundboard. I'm not sure if I even still have them up on here, but I can look. Yeah, no, Killswitch is not up on my soundboard anymore. I must have deleted it.
Oh, no.
So.
Alright, so I'm uploading, I was uploading Killswitch to the soundboard.
What are you uploading?
Rose of Sharon.
What is it?
Rose of Sharon.
What is that?
By Killswitch.
Download, one of the ones I said, like, End of Heartache, This Fire Burns, or My Curse.
At least, like, I'm not sure if I still have it on my computer, but I might have the cross between the Nexus and This Fire Burns.
Yeah, or you go on my MySpace and play it out there.
Did you say go to your MySpace?
What?
Did you say go to MySpace?
Yeah, if you can't download one of them Killswitch songs. That's right on it.
I haven't been on MySpace in so long.
Me neither.
Yeah, exactly. Same
but
here.
I remember my name on it.
Yeah, but I don't think you can download music off of MySpace anymore.
They say that so many freaking tens, like, it ain't no freaking joke.
No, I don't think you can, but I think it still is, like, how you left it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you haven't been on there since, like, 1999, then, like...
I haven't been up on there since, 2008?
Yeah. Oh, wow, you were on there for a while. I started using Facebook junior of high school.
I started using Facebook when they waved up the white flag. MySpace.
Wait, did you say you stopped using Facebook the minute they put the white flag? MySpace?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, does that mean you're not using Facebook anymore and you're using MySpace again? Because you just said when...
No. Nope.
Facebook put up the white flag.
I said MySpace put up the white flag.
You said Facebook.
You know what I mean.
Man, I don't ever know what the fuck you mean sometimes. I have no idea what the hell you're saying.
Do you really have to work tomorrow?
I gotta work tomorrow too, but I'm fucking closing.
So, no show tomorrow?
There's a show tomorrow. Dude, I just said I'm closing tomorrow night.
Oh.
So Ghetto will probably start the show.
No, I start the show.
Yeah.
My job, well, the store I work
I'm
at.
I'm going to be really mad at Ghetto. Legit.
Like I said, I kicked him and he hasn't responded back to it.
Yeah, and
he's still offline.
I messaged him and I'm trying to get to his profile, but my Wi-Fi sucks out here in the car.
Yeah. Alright, so I'm uploading this Fire Burns.
Yeah.
I just gotta fucking refresh the system.
Then download End of Heartache and I'll leave you alone.
Alright, I'll download that in a minute.
Or you can download Sink or Swim by Falling in Reverse instead.
Wait, by who?
Sink or Swim by Falling in Reverse.
I don't think I've ever heard of them.
They're good.
And the soundboard just goes completely fucking wacko. I swear, it's like whenever Angel's called in, the fucking soundboard goes fucking retarded.
So you got that? Will you remember that? Sink or Swim by Falling in Reverse. And then I'll leave you alone on request. And then that's the amount of time Ghetto has.
I'm sure he'll be here the minute I get back up onto the soundboard. We'll find out. Alright, so here we go. Falling in reverse. The Swim. I hate fucking commercials on YouTube. They make no sense. I was thinking, why do we need commercials on YouTube for? Like, isn't the point to go to YouTube to escape the commercials on TV?
Okay. Disconnect that off.
Fucking blow talk is fucking up again. It's all Angel's fault. Give me a minute, I'm trying to get back up on Facebook. I think it was fucking ball talk.
It's Facebook's acting funny. Where's my Wi-Fi?
Oh, both of them acting funny, not Facebook. And Facebook acts funny. It's like, you know, it's recorded. Anyways. Angel, what the fuck are you doing?
Dark alone, let's get that blood. I'm talking about this is live right now as I speak.
Yeah, well. That
nice
was fucking loud. Alright, so we get a kill switch here for Victoria and I'll upload.
Should I put on his post, should I say that I'm feeling annoyed, angry, meh?
I don't know.
I have no idea what you want
to put
there.
Sad.
Someone needs to kill Hornswoggle. He ain't seen no fifth for fucking Leprechaun. They need the original guy.
And the original guy is too old now, motherfucker. Anyways, here we go. Killswitch engaged. This fire burns.
What if the devil was on
Them. Not bad. I mean, they sound a little bit too much, but I mean, it kind of sounds
like it's not my favorite song by them. My favorite song by them is I'm Not a Vampire, and if you play that, I will love you forever.
I'm not sure how your boyfriend would feel about that.
How what? How everybody feels about that?
No, your boyfriend.
By my boyfriend?
He
likes them.
No, because like you said, you know, if I play a few, you'd love me forever. I'm not sure how he'd feel about that.
Oh, he doesn't give a fuck.
Well, I guess I could download it. You know, it gives me more smoky music to listen to. Well,
it's what?
I said it gives me more music to smoke to. So you can check it out.
It's a good song.
Now all we're missing is Gil G, but he'll probably be here soon.
Oh, it's 12:32.
Yeah, he'll be here soon. Possibly.
I'll let you shut it down at 1 o'clock.
Well, if he's not here, yes. But he'll probably be here soon.
Well, I'm getting off as soon as you play that song because these Xanax are kicking in and I'm going.
I have no idea what the hell she just said. She's like all groggy over there.
Exactly. I want to hear my song and I want to go to bed.
You know, it would be funny if you know, after I play the track, after you hung up, then Gil G calls in.
Yeah, that would be his problem, because I told him I already left the post, as well, go see, I tagged you.
So we'll see what happens.
In the next 5 minutes.
Well. Yeah, I mean, the soundboard's got to refresh itself anyways.
Because Matt's going home, and I'm going to bed. Do you want to go now, Dave? Because after this song, I'm going to bed.
Once over this damn fucking soundboard refreshes itself.
Yeah, it's
As soon as Matt heard me say that I wanted to hear I'm Not a Vampire, he's like, you love that fucking song. And I do.
We can tell.
But they're different, right? You sound like Fallout Boy. They're harder than Fallout Boy.
I mean, the vocals for like sounded more, like, way too much like Fallout Boy.
No, he's the lead singer from Escape the Fate.
Again, I don't even know who they are. Well, here you go.
Oh,
here.
My gosh.
Here you go with Yes, no, I don't know Escape the Fates or Escape of the Fates or what the fuck you said.
Escape the Fate is great. They're old. It's the same lead singer, Ronnie.
Huh?
His name is Ronnie. It's the lead singer from Escape the Fate. Now they're falling in reverse. It's a different band.
Yeah.
They're harder.
You see that? You even confused the Puerto Rican. There you go. I'm Not a Vampire.
Where my heart
back. What's going on, Ghetto?
What's going on with your shitty music?
Ghetto.
Who the fuck is that?
Whatever you think it is.
Why she sound like she's on drugs? Oh, that's why we're playing that music, huh?
I'm gonna be so mad. I was gonna be so mad at you. I really was.
Legit.
You're gonna be mad at me for yeah. For what?
Not calling in.
Now, how was I to know you were actually gonna be here?
Because like I sent you like 10 million fucking messages and posts and tagging people in it. And you're a fag.
Did you just call me a fag?
I did.
Well, that was almost a nice thing you said.
I know.
Yeah, almost. Until you got called a fag.
It's out of love.
You should buy your boyfriend a new t-shirt.
My boyfriend should buy me a t-shirt.
Because every time you guys take pictures, man, he's wearing the same damn shirt.
I at least.
Or do you just only post pictures of him in that shirt?
No, it's just he doesn't ever take pictures with me, and he's a homo, so. Right, babe? Thumbs up.
He agreed to being a homo.
Bitch. For Dolph Ziggler.
I don't know, man. That's real fucking fruity.
And he even just said, Dolph is my dude. He's a homo for Dolph Ziggler.
Does he like him a lot better when he was in the Spirit Squad?
Did he like him better when he was in the Spirit Squad? He still is a faggot, just to let you know. He's almost, he is literally Bo Dallas faggot style.
Oh man, that's real bad.
Who tries to be like Billy Gunn, but he's not.
Yeah, he tries to be Billy Gunn with his moves.
I don't give a fuck, he's a faggot. And I don't even like using that word because I love gay people. He's just a fucking faggot. He's a tool.
That's why he's there. That's his job.
Yeah.
No, like, it's totally past his job. I think that's how Dolph is.
So you really think he's a homosexual?
I really think he might be, yes. For Bo Dallas.
But Bo Dallas, doesn't he have, like, a kid and a wife and shit?
I don't know. If he does, I feel so sorry for that woman. I was literally...
Yeah, waking up to that.
if I had somebody that smiley around me all the time, I would slap it off.
Jeez. It's a good thing your boyfriend doesn't smile, then.
No, he's... With his nickname is Cheese. He smiles.
His nickname is Cheese? Really?
Cause he's got a big cheesy smile. Cheese. Right, Cheese?
That's just very weird.
No, he's not answering me because he's a butt.
Because he's a butt?
Yeah. Yeah, he's not answering because you called him Cheese.
She called him a cheesy homosexual.
My brother calls him Cheese. And it's okay when my brother calls him Cheese, but not when I call him Cheese.
That's weird.
Really
but
is.
I'm going to bed, guys.
Sounds like you're already asleep.
I am.
Okay.
Good night, guys.
Good night, Victoria.
Good night, Victoria. Stay legit.
Stay
good night,
legit.
Cheese.
Stay sick at night. He's sick at night.
Peace out, Cheese.
Peace out, bye. Cheese. And yes, and I like potatoes.
Bye.
What the fuck does potatoes gotta do with this?
I don't know. He likes potatoes.
You're about as dumb as that damn kid that, like, I like turtles. I like potatoes.
And he's just fucking retarded.
So that's the only other person we have here, huh?
Yeah. Our special of the week.
I don't know. Not too special.
But you guys saw that photo with Daniel Bryan, Sting, and Hulk Hogan, and Paul Heyman?
I'm surprised you didn't post a meme of it.
I think we're all surprised about that one.
Of the one that says, the ECW guy, the WWE guy, the WCW guy, the Ring of Honor guy.
That'd be funny if he does that.
But do you see that, man? Vince McMahon pretty much owns everything. Fucking everything.
It's so true.
No, he don't. Not yet. He don't own JCW, and hopefully he don't.
Did you really include JCW? Really?
Well, if that does happen, what actually does happen, though? I know that ain't gonna happen.
I mean, for fuck's sake, ICP was already in WWF.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. But they're still putting him in the Hall of Fame. I think they're a Hall of Fame spot.
Put him in the Hall of Fame for what?
Because they're doing wrestling, all that shit they be doing. They're the first guys that ever got speared by Goldberg for one.
I wish Goldberg would spear you.
Now, is that a true thing? I really don't know if that's true.
I don't either.
Seeing so. Were they in WCW when Goldberg was in there?
Yeah. Because Vampiro was in there at the time.
But weren't they in WWF first?
Yeah.
Yeah. And doing the Oddity song, too.
Yeah. They even showed up in TNA at one point, too.
Yeah. Speaking of TNA, I didn't even bother watching TNA tonight.
Same here, Dan. I was too busy.
I don't know. I only saw, like, the last few seconds of it, and Snitsky's back, apparently.
Gene Snitsky? What's his gimmick this time?
I don't know. It looks like he got his teeth fixed, though.
Yeah, finally.
And he has a beard.
So they grew his beard back. Okay, so he's not bald-headed this time.
Yeah, Dixie Carter and all her black men.
All her black men, really?
She came out with a bunch of black guys and beat up Dreamer and fucking Team 3D, man.
Wow.
Well, it's true. It's not like I'm making it up.
I don't have the way you said it, though.
Who the hell was that dude that came out? King Mo or some shit? That fucking UFC guy?
Oh, great. UFC's back in town.
You know, they really give a nice big fuck you to Bully Ray nowadays, man. All they do is beat him up every week.
I won't be surprised Team 3D will sign back to WWF sooner or later. Bring them back. Bring the Dudley boys back.
And what the hell would they do with them?
Yeah, seriously.
Man, hopefully that maybe they actually push them, like they did the Hardy Boys and Edge and Christian.
The Hardy Boys got a title match next week.
Fuck. Why?
I guess TNA felt that they needed a title shot, like WWE feels that Brock Lesnar needs a title shot.
Yeah.
I'm happy Brock is getting the title shot. Sheesh, get away from fucking Cena. But then again, if that does happen, he's gonna. I already know what they got planned.
Yeah. They're gonna finally stab fucking Brock Lesnar in the head.
And they're gonna screw Ric Flair off his run.
What about Ric Flair?
Apparently,
Cena loses the title to Brock in SummerSlam, then they get in a feud, and the next thing Cena's gonna break Ric Flair's streak, if you know, title run.
Yeah, I was gonna say he doesn't have a streak.
You know, the most time as world champion.
I don't think he can kind of a streak though.
I know. Yeah, title run on it.
Yeah, they're gonna let Brock Lesnar win, and they're gonna have Seth Rollins come down and win.
Yeah, and then they'll have Cena win again.
No.
Hell no. Hopefully Cena becomes a part-timer.
That's what I'm saying. Do they really want Brock Lesnar to win the championship and then defend it, like, once every month?
Yeah. And that's for business.
So Triple H, you know, I think he's setting him up. He agreed to all it just to screw him at the pay-per-view. Now that's what should happen. Now will it actually happen? Who the fuck knows? Probably not.
And what's next? It's gonna be Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar at Mania. Well, that's what I hear. What's going on?
Next thing we're gonna know, we're gonna be sitting here watching the pay-per-view, and John Cena's gonna fucking win.
Right.
Like every other pay-per-view.
Sure, I hope he becomes a part-timer, seriously, but he's supposed to be moving to Hollywood.
Who's going to Hollywood?
Cena.
What's he going to Hollywood for?
Changing up, like he's going to do the same thing that Austin does and The Rock does and The Miz does.
He's going to make another shitty movie.
I mean, I'm talking about be a part-timer. Like the Rock had it. He'd be a part-timer.
But I saw something about The Rock. Supposedly, he's going to do another movie, and he's going to play Shazam.
Are you shitting me?
That's what I saw.
Oh, joy.
That's baby back bullshit.
he said that DC Comics has been talking to him and shit, so.
Then they get Michael Wark, yeah. Wrong dude. What's that dude that played Daryl Dixon's brother? Mitchell Wark, right? That's his name? Is it?
Say Mickey Rourke.
Yeah. That's what I said. What's that? I forgot that guy's name. I played Daryl Dixon's brother. Damn.
That's definitely not his name. What the fuck is his name? What the hell is Merle's
name?
He's
supposed to be playing the
Guardians of the Galaxy. Merle Dixon?
No, his actual name.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
But he's supposed to be playing the Guardians of the Galaxy, supposedly.
He's going to be in that movie, too?
Yeah.
The hell?
Well, you got Diesel, you got Batista, you got some good guys playing in that movie.
Yeah, Rooker, there we go.
Well, I mean, you know, I think what they should do is bring back Kazam and have The Rock play Kazam.
Wasn't that Shaq?
Yeah. Remake it.
Who the fuck wants to see that again?
I don't know.
No, put The Rock in a Predator movie. Let's see how long he survives.
No, we don't need another Predator movie for that.
Oh, no.
Let's put him in the same room with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Why? That dude is really old.
Yeah.
Well, they're supposed to make another Predator movie.
He would break a fucking hip. And his back. And a kneecap.
That's not a good idea.
I can see headlines now. Arnold Schwarzenegger flexes and throws out a hip.
Is he still the governor?
I think so. Arnold Schwarzenegger. See? Okay, former governor of California. He's no longer governor.
Oh.
Probably because they, realize, he's not really American.
Racist bastards.
Neither is Obama.
Exactly. Fucking Obama's from fucking Kenya.
I was just saying, man, what's that got to do with Arnold Schwarzenegger not being American and whatnot?
Oh. I don't mean, technically, isn't that supposed to be, an American aspect like president or something like that?
You would think. He is the president of the United States.
Yeah. And he wasn't even born in the United States. He was born in Kenya. How the fuck does that work?
I don't know. Ask Donald Trump.
I don't know. Fuck the study.
Say social studies.
Say fuck society, not fuck social studies.
Oh, yeah,
and
by the way, get up, man. Justino, you missed it earlier. Angel admitted to being gay because he admitted that he sucks. Again, LeBron James' dick.
The fuck?
I did not fucking say that.
What? Why would you say something like that?
I did not say nothing like that. I'm not freaking gay. I know you fucking with me, but no. Oh, guess what, gay? Guess who's the person at the egg? Guess who's supposedly at a gathering?
What the hell does that have to do with you being gay?
Now, let me finish. Yeah, people from the Juggalo Holocaust up in that bitch.
Juggalo Holocaust? What, are they posting about the gathering as they're there, too?
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand. If they hate Juggalos, why did they buy the Juggalo ticket?
I'm asking myself the exact same thing. What
is the point of that?
I don't know, they're all retards.
They really are fucking them. Look at this, what's the fucking logic?
Oh, yeah. What are these people that hate ICP doing at the gathering exactly?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. Well, they can't. I bet they can't handle the glit ass.
Can't what?
They can handle the juggalos and the juggalettes. That's why they try to be one of us. They hate us. And they want to put together a gathering. They want to be us.
No, I'm asking, why do you know that they're there? What are they posting about?
You want to give me the link to the page?
No, you could just tell me.
Yeah,
well,
you see,
the Juggalo Sanitation Project. Yeah, I don't know if you ever heard of that page.
No. I don't usually go looking for Juggalo hater pages.
I don't need it, but I just sit back and...
Shit, I just get added to Juggalo groups and I see enough hate there. Well, I gotta go look for more.
I feel you. It's understandable. I feel you. I get where you're coming from.
I saw in the old Juggalo's chat with Freddie Grimes posted up some shit talking about you ain't a true juggler unless you go to the gathering. And then that shit just blew up.
They get buffed so easy over that shit. I mean, like, no, seriously, they get buffed over that little shit. I look at it like, are you freaking serious?
And then people, you know, will comment and like, blah, blah, blah. I never been to a concert, never been to a gathering, blah, blah, blah. So are you saying I'm fake? Blah, you know, I said.
What the hell?
You know,
don't tell me Joker's going to be at the gathering, too.
Joker don't even leave his house.
Exactly.
Well, he's
an internet person. You're never going to see him anywhere.
Wait, you know what's funny is the fact that, like, I'm looking at fucking Shaquille O'Neal's fucking filmography, and he was nominated for two. Well, listen, this is funny shit. For Blue Chips 1994, he was nominated for a Razzie Award for Worst New Star. In 1997, for Steel, he was nominated for a Razzie Award for Worst Actor.
Did he win them?
No, he was only nominated.
No.
It would have been funny if he did fucking win them.
So when did that all start? That wrestlers start going to Comic Cons, man.
Because
all these wrestling things have been promoting their shit at the Comic Con that's going on right now.
Maybe they're trying to pull a CM Punk. Oh, maybe this
like,
little bit of action
like that's where that picture came from that he was posting.
I don't know.
Yeah, Sting, Daniel Bryan, all them people here.
Yeah, I'm not sure when they started doing that. I mean, AJ Lee, she would be understandable for being there, since she's a fucking nerd.
Yeah, like, I'd understand, like, shit like that, but, like, a lot of wrestlers keep showing up at these things.
For their toys.
Even I saw Michael Cole. He was there.
Well, that's the first.
Yeah, well, Cole just retarded anyways.
And the people that sell wrestling toys, they were all there too. And it appears like they're gonna start making like a NXT line too.
Hell yeah, I would not mind owning a fucking Paige.
Well, she'd probably be the WWE.
Probably. Well, I still wouldn't mind owning one of those.
That should be next. I mean, they did. It looks like they made a new AJ Lee one.
I think what they need to do is make a Paige and an AJ Lee blow up doll.
They got standees. They got standees, man. It's close enough.
Yeah. But you can't fuck a standee. I mean, I guess you could, like, if you fucking cut a hole in it.
Here he goes. Because they do got a page one of that, too.
But I mean, shit, man. I mean, at least, make a page and a fucking AJ Lee, a Layla and a Summer Rae bulb doll, and all three holes, ready to be fucked.
They really have to include the holes. Like, clearly, we know those were going to be there.
I mean, there again, I mean, what the hell would Paige's fucking blow doll look like? Ale and
I don't
small
know.
City.
So somebody would probably fuck that up and it would look real weird.
They'd probably give her a fucking suntan and fucking double D titties.
I don't know, that was like that like sex doll that somebody sent to Rob Dyrdek for Chanel to sign.
Oh, fuck.
Huh?
Yeah, it was supposed to be Chanel.
Oh, bud.
And it didn't even look anything like her, you know, because she really didn't
have
very much of anything.
Oh, shit, the
ride's
going to be even off tonight.
What's going to be on tonight?
The Riders.
The Riders of what?
The psych, you know, the Riders, Psychopathic Riders.
Why do we say we're not there?
Why didn't you just say that, man? You said the Riders. Like, what?
Yeah, like the bike Riders?
I'm jealous, though. I wish I could go. I'm not even that. Damn it.
Man, you got a free tour of the Juggalo fucking gathering, and you get it for free on the internet. What the hell do you need to pay a couple hundred dollars for?
Yeah, seriously.
I like to go. I just want to go, well, at least for once. Trust me.
Well, what the hell's stopping you?
Money-wise.
Did you say Pennywise? Why is
money.
Pennywise
stopping? I didn't know about no damn pennies. Money.
I don't think they exist anymore.
But there again, you could have had the money. You sold your fucking Nintendo.
Nintendo.
Apparently, he sold a fucking fucking Super Nintendo.
He probably wouldn't even get very much for that anyway.
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, like, I see, like, a lot of motherfuckers, you know, selling their shit for fucking $2,000 up on, like, Amazon, eBay.
Man, that's the internet, though, man. People on there are retarded.
True.
Like, seriously, have you seen the pricing on things that people sell on there?
Yes, look at eBay.
Fucking $70 for an action figure. Are you kidding me? $70 fucking.
Depends on what type of action figure you're talking about. Wrestling wise or what? Is that
Wait. Get away. Wasn't there somebody like up on eBay fucking selling like a fucking empty box?
Yeah. Yes.
Are you serious about that? A fucking empty box?
Yeah.
Wow,
I swear.
People are fucking retarded. Dang.
They sell like the booklets of video games, just the booklet. Like, what the hell do I need this for?
Yeah,
or like this one dude that buys things of wrestling thing, anything. He paid $10 for the rocking chair for the Wyatt family. Just the chair.
The actual fucking chair.
No, it's like, you know, the figure size chair.
Oh.
Why the fuck would you pay $10 just for that shit?
Like, I got that shit for free because I bought the Wyatt family and it comes with them.
Wow. And they say I'm addicted to wrestling. There's some real freaks out there, certainly.
God, you have no idea, man. I follow these people that, like, collect wrestling action figures like crazy. It's nuts, man. They pay a lot of money.
Sure, the only four action figures I ever got, Buff Bullwill, Stone Cold Steve Boston, Matt Hardy, I think one, Devon, and Lita. Those are the only four figures I ever got of wrestling.
Jeez, at least you got pretty good ones.
Yeah.
Well, I can't say that. I've had very many.
And what's the most I ever collected was Transformers.
Yeah, I never really had any of those. I had some Beast Wars.
Which ones again? Beast Wars?
Yeah, Beast Wars.
Oh, Beast Wars was my shit. Especially with the Dinobots.
I used to watch that cartoon all the time.
And I still watch that shit up on Netflix.
And then what was it? There was another version of it. I forgot the name of it. Right after Beast Wars.
I don't remember. You're fucked.
If Havoc doesn't know, I don't know.
Yeah, you're fucked.
But I was looking up on that declutter thing a couple of weeks ago. I put in the Aqua Teen Hunger Force, you know, because I got those DVDs. You know how much one of them is worth? Well, all of them are worth the same price.
How much would that be?
50 cents.
Hell.
Now I remember really? Beast Machines. Remember Beast Machines?
I thought it was Beast Machines.
No.
Right after Beast Wars.
I don't think there was a Beast Machines at the Beast Wars.
Yes, there was. Look it up.
Now I think you're lying to us. He's trying to catfish us with Transformers now.
Jeez.
If you don't remember this thing, give me a sec.
Give me a sec.
Do not send me a fucking link. I will stab you.
I'm not going to send you a link. Hear the theme if you don't remember this theme.
Oh, great. Here we go.
You barely, can you hear now?
Barely, and I don't remember that.
Hold up, I posted on my Facebook.
Well, I don't know if he's actually right. There was a so-called Beef Machines, but the only reason why we don't remember it is because, well, there was only 26 fucking episodes. That explains why we don't remember it.
Well, damn.
That was right after Beast Machines.
Wars. I don't know, man. You're asking me to remember what the hell was on TV years ago. After it got What?
Yeah, this is the fact the show was back in fucking 1999.
Long fucking time ago.
But I apparently didn't do so well since they only had 26 fucking episodes.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can find it up on Amazon. If I can, maybe I'll order it.
Yeah, but those just used to be my shit back in the day. Beast Wars and Beast Machines.
The hell do you mean back in the day? You still into that?
Hell, I'm still looking for those DVDs. Hell, I own Metalbot.
Why don't you go search on the internet like Heavy does and buy these shows?
Yeah. Well, I found it. I found a complete series. It's not out yet. It's up, but it is up for pre-order.
Pre-order? It's been out for years.
but the complete series of the DVDs of it will be released on September 2nd.
Let's see.
And it comes with 4 discs. For all 26 episodes.
Why do they need 4 discs?
I don't know. Why didn't they just put it, like, them all onto, like, 1 disc or something like that?
Maybe special features. Never know.
Although it was rather disappointing whenever this psychopathic DVD, like, they didn't put the Big Hoodoo Dark Side video on here.
Damn.
And I know there's a video for it, too, and it's on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
That sucks and Hulu's my shit.
But they had the Never Had video on there, and they had Hexed.
They need to do Crystal Skull. They didn't make a music video for that one, Crystal Skull.
Oh, speaking of which, if you didn't see the little post of that, ABK and Big Hoodoo are going to do a group.
That should be interesting.
Called the Have Nots.
That should definitely be interesting.
I think Stash should bring back the Daytona family.
The Dayton family.
Yeah.
Not Daytona.
and do a little bit of sun with Hoodoo.
Why did they even leave?
I don't know.
I don't know. Look at what happened with Slim 182. Slim's one that's kid left. He did.
What did you just call him? Just call him Slim 82. Is that what you call him?
You know what I'm talking about.
Cold 187.
Yeah.
That wasn't even close.
Hell nah.
Yeah, but look what happened. As soon as Boondocks came back, he dipped.
Well, notice Boondocks left, and then he came back because he realized he wasn't getting anywhere.
Oh, yeah. That'd be dope. Maybe if Angel gets lucky, maybe K and Hoodoo perform down in Daytona.
Is that where he lives?
Probably.
Is that where you live, Angel?
No, you know where the fuck I live at.
Do you live in Daytona, Ohio? Or?
No, Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland. You're from the hometown of the Miz. How do you feel about that?
I met his fighter once.
You what? You made a fire
once. I met his father.
You met his father.
You met a spider once?
He met his father.
Why?
He knows all Mysterio's down here.
He sells churros down here? Is that what you just said?
What the fuck?
He owns a Mr. Heroes.
What the hell is that?
You never heard of Mr. Heroes?
I did just now.
It's a restaurant where you eat food at.
Oh, really? Is that what you do at restaurants? No idea.
Yeah. I could have when you just went there, you know, fucking stood around for like a fucking minute or two and then left.
Man, I don't know what the hell's in Ohio. Why would I have known that name?
Yeah, right.
So do you live by the Cleveland Coyote?
Who?
It's a bar / club thing.
Which part you talking about? You know where exactly? Because Ohio's pretty big, so to speak.
I want to say the downtown area of Cleveland.
I better go to fucking downtown. The crime rate is bad as fuck.
Really? Really? That's what's stopping you, the crime rate?
Man, everywhere in Cleveland looked pretty shitty when we were driving through.
Yes, it is. I gotta agree with you there.
Well, like the one time, because we were up there, man, we were trying to do this show, our very first show, and we couldn't find this damn place, and we stopped and asked a cop, and then he had no idea where the place was. Like, really? You fucking idiot.
What was it, a bar or a club?
Yeah, it was a bar club thing.
Oh, bud.
We were driving around looking all over the place, man. Couldn't find this fucking thing. But then finally we went one way that we didn't go yet, and boom, there the fuck it was.
Trust me, there's too many damn potholes down here. The crime rate's bad. Sheesh. What happened with Ariel Castro?
You mean Castro as in, like, Off of George Lopez that I was talking about, Castro?
Nah, the thing with those missing girls.
Are we talking about Mr. Heroes again?
No. I'm talking about Ariel Castro, the thing with Gina De Jesus, Michelle Knight.
Okay, Michelle Knight.
The three.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Never mind. Yeah, this is a sword. That three girls got missing for freaking 10 years.
10 years? You talking about that black guy? Had
no, I'm talking about, no, this dude's Puerto Rican.
Oh.
Yeah, we got that, but I had up a reputation.
Okay.
Interesting.
But yeah, Cleveland is pretty shitty, no matter how you look at it.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, the fucking Miz was born there.
I mean, maybe the only good thing is the fact they had Bone Thugs.
Yeah. The only thing good out of here was Drew Carey.
I guess that works, too.
Yeah. The only fucking good thing about Drew Carey is the fact that he eliminated himself from the fucking Rumble.
His show was pretty funny.
Yeah. But the only reason why he left himself in a Rumble is he hit himself with Kane. I remember that. He tried to bribe with the man with money.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know what the fuck you that shit. Here, I'll give you some money. Kill me.
So wait, since you're in Cleveland, do you ever go to the shows that are over?
What shows?
That go to Peabody's.
They shut it down.
They shut Peabody's down?
Yeah.
When the fuck did that happen? I swear to God there's a show coming up there.
They shut that bitch down. They shut it, what, 5 or 6 months ago, if I remember correctly? It's been that long.
Well, then what's the place up there that they do shows at then?
Alright, at a Quicken Loans Arena. Or there's two different spots. I forgot to name the other spot.
So I guess it's a no then.
They shut it down. I'm sorry about that.
I never actually did make it to a show at one of at that place though. I was supposed to be on a show at one at that place. I was supposed to be one of the 15,000 openers for Tech N9ne.
What do you got lost?
No, I just didn't have no way to get there, and I didn't sell no fucking tickets.
It's funny because the fact, even though like I said, Peabody's is closed, Peabody's is still selling tickets, you know, for other shows, like in like other fucking events.
See, ain't there some shows coming up here?
let's see. Looks like they got the Misfits coming up in November. It's not gonna be at Peabody's and stuff. It's gonna be at looks like the Agora Theater.
There you go. That's
the name
place.
Of the theater. That's that. Yep. That's it. That's the one I'm talking about.
Is that the? Is that still like Peabody's, but just at a different place?
No, that's another arena.
But, however, they do take Peabody's tickets.
So they're making the business there, then. Not too far from the Indian Stadium, then.
Because ain't that a Bookworm tour going there? Or Bookworm. What the hell is the name of that tour?
I don't know. Bookworm. Mark Barnes, maybe.
Fuck, what was the name of that tour? Like, Aquileo and, Boondocks, I think? On him?
Not sure, but I know they got Stevie Stone going, that's going to be there, along with Cassidy. LG's favorite artist, Caskey.
Caskey.
Caskey. That dude's trying to rap like Lil Wayne and it's terrible. You know, there's certain people that only sound good on certain things. But then you hear a full track, it's just them, and it's just like, no.
Away. Here you go, Angel Ben. If you can come up with $270, you can have the complete series of the original Batman with Adam West.
Hey, do me a favor. Can you look up Al for me? How much they asking? Elf.
You say elf?
A with an A, though.
Really? You don't say.
Well, and you want the bundle from seasons 1 to 4, it's
$34.
34? Yep.
Just wondering.
I'm going to question a few men. Does Mr. Hero deliver?
No.
Oh, damn. Because I want that fucking premiere cheeseburger.
It's like Subway, so to speak.
Yeah, well, I want that fucking premiere cheeseburger, the one with the fucking with the eggs on it.
Well, I'm surprised you don't got the heroes down there.
Make your own damn sandwich. What the fuck?
Somebody called the boogeyman. Maybe you get a discount.
Yeah, I'll get a discount, right? I fucking eating it by eating the entire food.
Man, Havoc wouldn't be able to run a restaurant. Man, he'd be eating everything.
That's why I can't do fast food. I'd be doing it. It's the same thing.
Fuck this. Man, this fat bitch got talent. Unfortunately, you know, she'd probably squish everybody.
You know, it's funny because I know what you're talking about.
I think you've seen the video.
Yeah, Victoria posted it. I didn't watch it, though.
I think when the fact that she's playing the entire fucking Bohemian Rhapsody on fucking piano, that's kind of fucking nuts. This fucking Angel always fucking giving me fucking links on my post to shit on his damn wall.
What?
You'll find out.
Oh my god.
I'm giving you a fat bitch.
Well, you can take that.
Oh, you'll
give
be
me
the
a sec.
Just warning.
She might try to eat you.
Okay, she's on a violin. Okay, interesting.
You see on a violin? Motherfucker, that's a piano.
How do you I'm fuck that up?
How do you fuck that up? She's on a violin. Even though she's playing a piano.
You must have sucked at like that game back when you were a kid and shit. You had to like guess the things, you know, or try to put the circle in the circle hole. You try to put it in the square hole.
What the fuck? Like,
you just couldn't get it. Really? A violin and a piano?
No. Angel, think about this. If she was on a violin, don't you think that thing would be like in 1,000 pieces by now? Listen, Penguin. No. But I still wonder how the fuck did you confuse a violin with a fucking piano? How the fuck did you manage that?
I'm all fucked up.
You were gonna say penguin.
Well, I did say penguin because I called him penguin. So, Gil, did you know that Angel was actually almost as tall as you?
No, I didn't know that. WWE.
Yeah, apparently he's 5'8".
That's still kind of shorter, man. He ain't quite there.
Go fuck yourself.
Wait. But it's even funny because of the fact he thought you get it with 5'3".
5'3"? I wish I was that short, I guess.
Yeah, because he'd been fucking, Victoria was surprised when I told him that you're fucking 6'3".
Yeah, I'm around there. I don't know, give or take.
And, you know, like I said, you know, he thought you were fucking 5'3".
5'3"? How the hell did you think I was that small?
I don't know, but your pictures, though. You look short.
Man, that's the beauty of angles, man.
Yeah.
You know, people make themselves look skinnier, you know? People only take headshots. People take different angles so they look better, you know?
Yeah. Victoria only fucking, any fucking boob pictures.
Pretty much. Or the, you know, half-face pictures. Or the pictures where she got a bad case, a camera face.
Yeah.
Where it's a body with a cell phone face.
You know, Little Snow is turning to everybody else now.
Oh, Snow. What the hell's he doing besides ranting about some chick?
And he's fucking, like, I'll post about JR. He don't tune in, but he'll like the fucking picture.
Yeah, I asked him when he was going to tune back into JR. It's like, sooner than you think, homie. So probably never.
Yeah, probably not. I think it's for y'all. Even more people are becoming stupid because Barnett's Let post, "What's up, my fam? What's my fam up to?" She posted that stupid Coca-Cola thing with jugglers on it. And some bitch goes, "How do you do that?" Again, what does it say, you dumb fucks?
tied up on here.
No, you're just talking about something nobody knows what the hell you're talking about.
But I have to. Yeah, maybe we'll be back tomorrow night.
Well, we'll definitely be back tomorrow night, but yeah, I'm gonna pass out for work.
Well, that's great. Goodbye.
Peace out.